This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And this November, we will come together and declare with one voice, as one people, we are moving forward. With optimism, hope, and faith, so guided by our love of country, knowing we all have so much more in common than what separates us, let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember, when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
I could do a whole show on how much gaslighting that one 39-second clip is, and I'm really, really interested in how long it took the Democrats to do that, like, first-grade cadence with the teacher when you decide it's time to go to the bathroom so the teacher says one thing and the kids all say another. When we fight, we win. This is coming from the party that has been very, very, what's the appropriate way of saying, rear-end hurt over rhetoric. When we fight, we win. Yeah. Let's talk to the counter to the DNC. We're excited to have Caroline Levitt on the show with us, Trump 2024's national press secretary. Caroline, a pleasure to have you here. You probably, like me, are suffering through this week of watching all of these ridiculous lies from the DNC. What did you think so far of what you've seen from the Democrats?
Hey, Annie, it's so great to be with you. Thank you so much. I think day one of the DNC really looked like watching an alternative reality. I mean, the Democrats talking about how Kamala Harris has stood up for working families her entire career. The working families at home that are watching are currently suffering from the worst inflation crisis we've had in a generation, and not one mention of the word inflation at the DNC last night. Imagine that. In fact, the speakers mentioned Trump 130 more times more than crime, than inflation and border combined. So this was not a night focused on the issues that matter to voters at home. There was a lot of, again, complimenting Kamala Harris for her record. It's a dangerously liberal record, and it just shows the Democrats are very much out of touch with where the American people are.
Yes, I completely agree with that. We're speaking with Caroline Levitt, the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. This remaking of Kamala Harris, she's gotten about a month's worth of rosy coverage trying to reinvent who she is. But she's been in the Oval Office, as she likes to brag about, the last person in the Oval Office with Joe Biden on all of the big decisions. Is this four more years of Joe Biden, or is it something different, maybe even worse?
It's 4 years of Joe Biden, but worse. look, Kamala Harris, whether she wants to express it or not, is Joe Biden's co-pilot. She has 100% supported all of the policies that have been implemented over the last 4 years. She has repeatedly praised Bidenomics. She's on the record saying she's very proud of Bidenomics. Well, Bidenomics is ripping off working families, again, who are struggling to pay for their mortgages that have increased by 50%, struggling to pay for groceries and gasoline that have gone through the roof because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's policies. Kamala Harris was named the border czar. She's trying to run from that title, but she can't. It's the truth. And she has overseen the worst border immigration crisis in our nation's history. And so she supported all Biden's policies, but then she will take it a step further. We've already seen her roll out some of her economic proposals, a communist plan to control prices, cap prices. Kamala Harris wants the government to tell grocery stores in Michigan how much they should price their pickle jars. I mean, it sounds absurd, but it's true. And Kamala Harris also yesterday expressed support for a 28% corporate tax rate. That is higher than communist China. It would be devastating to the Rust Belt, devastating to our manufacturing industry. All those jobs will kiss the United States goodbye and go overseas to find cheap foreign labor. Her plan would be an economic disaster, even worse than what we faced over the last 4 years.
The Trump 2024 National Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt, with us right now. It's very easy for people who are right-leaning, moderate to right conservatives to look at what the Democrats are offering and shake their heads and say it'd be a disaster. But a lot of people do want to know, what is Donald Trump going to do with four more years in the Oval Office, maybe differently than he did the first time, or double down on what he did the first time? What would we have to look forward to in a Trump presidency?
Well, first of all, we'll have to look forward to what we experienced in his first term, which is $1.50 gasoline. Doesn't that sound nice? Which
yes.
is 1.4% inflation. That's what the inflation rate was when President Trump left office and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took over. When he left office, we had a record low number of illegal border crossings. Our border was safe. It was secure. We didn't talk about the border. We didn't talk about inflation when President Trump was in office because they just weren't issues that the American people were facing. There was peace and stability in the Middle East. And that's what we'll have to look forward to, in addition to so many new policy proposals that President Trump has been thinking about now for the past 4 years, watching the destruction and the chaos that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have created. For instance, President Trump has a fantastic plan. It's on his website. I'd encourage your audience to look it up, to reduce the homelessness crisis in this country and to stop the fentanyl crisis. You know, you look at neighborhoods like Kensington and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where our fellow Americans are literally laying out in the streets, drugged out like lifeless zombies. Mm. President Trump has a real plan to clean up these streets, to get those people into immediate treatment centers and or with law enforcement, if that's necessary, if they're being a danger to themselves or to society. The Biden administration is currently ignoring that issue. They're giving a lot of money overseas while ignoring the problems here at home. President Trump's going to reprioritize Americans and put them first.
Yeah, Caroline, that is such an important issue to be talking about, this drug crisis, the fentanyl crisis that we're experiencing in America. I drive downtown St. Louis every day, just did it to come to the studios here today. And every single day, I'm seeing people strung out on the streets and one of the main thoroughfares in downtown St. Louis. And, you know, here locally, we don't have an effort to actually enforce and prosecute crimes. And we see that repeated across the entire country. We're supposed to listen to the case be made that Kamala Harris is the law and order candidate. And then they just say that she simply served as the attorney general and a DA and so forth. And that's supposed to be evidence enough that she cares about law enforcement. Is that what her record shows in those times that she served in those offices?
Absolutely not. Kamala Harris' records proves that she is anti-police and she is weak on crime. Kamala Harris cheered on the defund the police movement. Kamala Harris called for redirecting resources away from law enforcement agencies across the country. That includes local law enforcement agencies, by the way, who are already strapped for cash and who don't have any help from the federal government under the Harris-Biden administration because they have tied their hands. I've spoken to so many local law enforcement officers while on the campaign trail with President Trump who have told me personally that they encounter illegal immigrants in their communities all the time. but they can't do anything about it. They call these folks into ICE. ICE never comes to pick them up because ICE is not empowered to do so, and they too are lacking the resources. So Kamala Harris wants to redirect resources away from these law enforcement agencies who are doing their best but already don't have enough help. Kamala Harris fundraised for violent rioters like the ones we saw in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Governor Tim Walz refused to also demand law and order, allowed his city to burn. And rather than punish those people for looting innocent businesses and killing innocent Americans, they let them out free. And then Kamala Harris fundraised for their bail. She supports eliminating cash bail. She supports sanctuary cities. She is anti-law enforcement. She is pro-criminal, pro-illegal immigrant. And I don't say that lightly. It's sad to say that about someone who's running to be president of the United States, but it's true, and her record proves it.
We're speaking with Caroline Levitt. She's the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. I'm not sure if you were able to see that conversation. I believe her name was Monet. We played some of her sound yesterday with her interview with Lawrence Jones on Fox and Friends. And it was devastating. I have four kids myself, and listening to her talk about losing a child, I think she was from Chicago, and just like how hopeless it is in these neighborhoods where the same people come around and ask for the vote predictably at election time, and then they don't get anything out of them. Donald Trump replied on True Social, and he was talking about doing something for these people. Now, I remind you, we're in St. Louis, and we're in a red state here, but this is a very blue city, and there are people who are forgotten here, who are just left to be in these crime-ridden places run by Democrats, and it is incredibly hopeless. What is a Trump president?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does he have for those people?
Well, we understand that Americans feel hopeless in their own communities. President Trump understands that, and that's why he's running again. Look, this is a man who doesn't have to be doing this, by the way. He's been persecuted more than any candidate in history. They are literally trying to take away his freedom, imprisoning him. They have tried to take away his life. He just survived an assassination attempt. He doesn't have to be in this political arena, but it's for the people that you just described that he is in the political arena. He loves the forgotten men and women of this country who feel forgotten again by the political class, by the Biden-Harris administration. And President Trump is once again going to put their voices at the forefront. He is going to stop this lunacy of putting illegal immigrants ahead of American citizens. You know, we have minority communities in this country who are struggling to get by, moms who have to take second jobs just to afford baby formula and diapers, while, again, can't afford the mortgages on their homes, but they're watching in their own cities as illegal immigrants are given free housing, are given stipends, prepaid debit cards for food, are taking up the children in these communities, their school gymnasiums, to sleep on the floor. I mean, what kind of country are we living in? President Trump is going to put the American people first. He's going to start doing that by ending the Biden-Harris border invasion on day one and launching the largest mass deportation operation in American history. He's also going to bring down the cost of living in this country, cut taxes. You know, his new proposal to end taxes on tips for service workers. He wants to put more money back into the pockets of Americans. That's how we're going to empower our fellow citizens, reignite our economy, and also improve our national security. The world is laughing at us right now because they see that we have leaders who don't care about their own citizens. President Trump's going to ensure that ends very quickly and put America first again.
Caroline Leavitt, I got one last question for you, and it goes to what you were just speaking about right now, about how Donald Trump doesn't need to do this. I watched as much of last night's speeches as I could muster, and a repeat theme specifically from Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden himself. They all say that all Donald Trump is doing is something for Donald Trump, that this is all about him. He doesn't love his country. He loves himself and he is self-serving. And that's why he wants four more years. I assume that you know him a little more personally than the rest of us do. And I'd be curious about your personal anecdotal thoughts on when you hear the Democrats try to paint him as a self-serving individual who's doing all of this to serve himself in the end.
It's couldn't be further from the truth. President Trump, it was one of the most rich and famous, powerful men in the country before choosing to step into the political arena. He didn't do it for money. He didn't do it for fame. He had all of that. He does not need to be doing this. He's doing it because he truly loves this country so much. And I see that every day working for him. I've seen it when he takes time out of his busy schedule to pick up the phone and to call the mothers and the fathers of grieving mothers and fathers who have lost their children at the hands of illegal immigrants in this country. When he cancels political meetings to take lunch with these mothers who ask to sit down with him. I've seen him do that when he consoles Gold Star families and has a 4.5 hour long dinner with Gold Star families when he was only scheduled for a couple of hours. This is a man who truly cares about the people, and that's why he's doing it. Believe me, I've been to Mar-a-Lago. I've been to his country club in Bedminster. They are beautiful places. He could be out there golfing every day, enjoying the life that he worked very hard to build for himself and his family, but he's giving all that up and risking it all. I mean, they have come after his business. They've come after his children, his wife. The attacks are endless on this man, but every time he's attacked, he punches back 10 times harder, and it's truly inspiring to witness firsthand. And that's why I think he deserves the votes of the American public. He's not beholden to anyone else but the people, and that's why he's running.
He needs to keep telling that message about what happens in the future with a Trump presidency once again, because it is such a positive message, and people need to hear it. And we appreciate you sharing it with us here on our show today. Caroline, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Annie. Take care.
Yep, you as well. The Trump 2024 National Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt. Great to have her on the show. DonaldJTrump.com. If you want to check out more about what she's discussing, if any of this sounds new to you or you want to check her notes or check my notes, whatever, DonaldJTrump.com. We're going to take a quick break. Wiggins America, when we come back, is going to update us old people on Gen Z trends. And I think that the question that I saw in the chat that we have going is like, are you following any of these Gen Z trends? I pretty much can probably say no, but we'll verify, trust but verify, with Wiggins America when we come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.